This is Bronson Hermuth coming to you from Music Row, Nashville, Tennessee, Music City, USA. I'm in one of Al Jolson's studio, and I'm sitting here with Richie Albright. Richie, how you doing?
I'm doing great, man. How are you today?
I appreciate you doing this with me, man.
Sure.
And the Nashville Music Guide appreciates it. When did you start playing drums? What was your first paid gig?
My first paid gig was a high school prom, I believe.
What year?
1956.
Man, so when did you come to Nashville?
Moved to Nashville in 66, actually. Moved here with Waylon after he signed with RCA.
You're from Oklahoma, right?
Born in Oklahoma and raised in Arizona.
So you came here with Waylon?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How many albums have you made, do you think? Do you have any idea how many?
Probably 40 or so.
Yeah. But that song, Good Old Boys, the theme song for Dukes of Hazzard, it was that record that was on was the first record to sell a million copies and go platinum in country music, wasn't it?
Out of the box, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that was Always Been Crazy album. That's what it was.
The Always Been Crazy album.
Right.
And then just recently, it was the first song to sell a million ringtones?
Yeah, yeah, certified. But
and you produced that, right?
Yep.
You produced that record and you produced that single. And you also, weren't you a music supervisor for Dukes of Hazzard for a while? Or
the first year, yeah.
The very first year. How was that?
Oh, it was fun, but, you know, between the road and trying to keep up with that stuff, it was a little... We got the first year in. We just did a bunch of episodes at a time, you know.
Yeah.
And gave them a bunch of stuff. But it's hard to agree musically with people on the other side.
Oh, I would imagine.
So it wasn't that much fun. So
how do you find that as far as that drumming on a record that you're producing? Is that something you're comfortable with?
During that time, I was. Now, I'm not at that much. You know, I'd rather have somebody else do it so I can just sit back and watch it come together.
Well, I know you're real busy right now. You're working with Jesse Coulter, right?
We've done an album here about a year ago, and she came into town actually about 2 weeks ago, and we did, I think she cut five or six things at Barney's studio.
Oh, but that was fun.
I went and played on a couple.
Oh, and that had to have been fun. So, right, you're also, have worked a lot, I know, through the years with the Goose Creek Symphony.
Yeah, well, I've known them since Arizona when I first joined Waylon out there.
Right.
And a fan of the band, and then produced some percussion on a live thing that they did.
I know there was a gig you did not long ago with them. It might have been maybe a year ago where y'all got wet. It was raining that day or something. I know Dan Griff here that works here went to the show.
Oh, yeah, up at the Goose on the Lake.
Yeah. I heard Kentucky. It was a big rainstorm on that one.
They've had a couple of those,
man.
Yeah.
In the days of working with Waylon, I know you work with him, you know, your whole career. You can't, when I was researching you for this and I was going into your past and your history and looking at different your credits, you really can't talk about your career without talking about his career. And you can't really talk about Waylon Jennings' career without talking about you. So tied together. I mean, I saw a picture of one where you were sitting on the couch with him and he's holding Shooter. Mm-hmm. Up, you know, and he's just a baby, man. I mean, you know, how many years were you guys together then since 66? Is that what you said?
Yeah. Well, you know, I took some time or two. I had to go rest. I couldn't keep up with him. He wore out more people than, you know.
Yeah.
But his energy and everything. But,
yeah.
Musically, I mean, it was just the greatest thing to be able to communicate somebody on that level was, you know.
Oh, it had to be.
We didn't even say that much, and he was a very spontaneous person. When we did things in the studio, he'd hardly let you know what was going on. Let's do this, you know, he'd just throw it at you.
Mm-hmm. So did you, when you were playing on those records with him and you were doing the shows with him, would you guys just like take a week off and make a record, or would you just, would you go in and then go back on the road and go in and go back on the road? Did they come fast?
At times it did, because we had the American studio leased up there for 2-3 years, and hell, sometimes I come in off the road and went straight to the studio, didn't get to my house out in Leaper's Fork for another 3 days or so.
Yeah.
That was wife number two, I think.